Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Large. I want to thank you for downloading this week's episode. And this week's episode falls on Christmas Eve. And I hope you're enjoying time with friends and family. And I thought before we would go to this week's episode, I would recite to you, "'Twas the Tailgate Before Christmas." "'Twas the Tailgate Before Christmas, and all through the lot. The drinks were all chilling, and the grills were all hot. The canopy tents, our team colors were there. The menus thought out with teamwork and care. When what to our wondering eyes should appear, an unknown dude looking for beer. Wearing the jersey of the opposing team, he stepped into a problem. Or so it might seem. But there was no malice toward this enemy fan. We offered him brisket and beans from a can. He was treated better than family, just like a king. So he called up his buddies to see what they would bring. And his friends showed up, and all were pretty cool, even though their team was going to lose, because we would take them to school. So before the big game, we all gathered as friends. We had a great tailgate party, and next year we'll do it again. Merry Christmas from everybody here at Tailgate Radio. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Grew up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got red things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Once again, our virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio is off to the races, and we're excited to have you here this week. We've got a great guest for you this week. We have world-renowned barbecue chef and super tailgater, Ted Reeder. And if you're not familiar with Ted, go to tedreeder.com and check out his books, his recipes. He is very prolific in the world of the culinary arts, especially when it comes to barbecuing and tailgating. And he's known not only in the U.S. and Canada, but he is known all over the world as one of the premier barbecue chefs. You've probably seen him, if you don't know the name, you've probably seen him on a number of cooking-related television programs. And met him years ago, and we'll talk about it some, but I met him years ago at a Grey Cup event in Ottawa, Ontario. And so, and for those of you who don't know, that's the equivalent of the Super Bowl in the Canadian Football League. And so we met years ago, and we've been friends ever since. And so I've never really had the opportunity to interview him in this kind of forum, so I'm excited to do that. And I can't wait to talk to Ted Reeder a little later on in the show. I want to let you know that this week's show is a little strange, because as this show is coming out on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, as it does every week, I am actually in San Francisco right now conducting some business. So even though I'm talking from my studio as this drops, I'm in the Bay Area of California. And so what that did is it created some challenges for me logistically, because I knew I was going to be traveling for the week. So I typically will, you know, I do this show on the weekends. And so having to cram as much as I can in on this week's show, I am not going to name a Kielbasa Provision Company Tailgate Club of the Week, But next week is our official one-year anniversary, so I thought what better way to celebrate a year on this podcast than to give away two. Yeah, that's right, two Kielbasa Provision Company slow-crafted tailgate clubs of the week, plural. And we'll be sending two boxes out to celebrate our one-year anniversary, so I am excited to do that. If you want to check out what we're doing here at Tailgate Radio and what all the hubbub is about, go to our website at tailgateradio.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And we've got Periscope. If you're familiar with Periscope, follow us on Periscope. It's Tailgate Radio. And what we do from time to time, usually on the weekends, usually as tailgate parties are going on, or if I'm visiting a live tailgate event, is we will broadcast live video so that you have a chance to see where we are, what we're doing, and who we're hanging out with. And as the season progresses, we'll be doing more of those kind of things. But I think it's a great, it's Tailgate Radio for a reason. You know, I've got a face for radio. But the people that I'm hanging out with are some of the beautiful people out in the tailgate lot. So I'd love for you to see those people and understand what they're doing. And so we're going to be doing that from time to time. So Periscope. Also, don't forget, we're going to be giving away these Tailgate Club of the Week gifts every week until the end of football season. So send your photos, your videos, your stories, whatever you have to stuff@tailgateradio.com. That's stuff@tailgateradio.com to enter. And we're going to continue the cavalcade of gift giving throughout the football season this year. You know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and are talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. Tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. Now, this is not their logo. It's my logo for them. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant. tailgategiant.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and I have my very favorite chef in the entire world on the show this week. He is known as the godfather of the grill. Some people call him the crazy Canuck or the king of the queue. I just call him Ted Reeder. Ted, welcome into Tailgate Radio this week.
It's great to be here, John. Thank you very much.
We first met about a dozen years ago in Ottawa, Canada, at the Grey Cup. And I still have a copy of your cookbook called Sticky Fingers and Tenderloin. It's sitting in my kitchen. It's like a piece of artwork. And I know you don't remember that, but it was a great time. And we had a fantastic time up there at Grey Cup in Ottawa. Do you even remember that that weekend?
I lost a few brain cells on that that Grey Cup weekend. But I do remember it. And it was a great, great time. I don't even remember if I got to the game. It was that much fun. But I met, I was walking out of a bar there one late, before Grey Cup. I think it was the Friday night. And I walk out of this bar, and this guy drops to his knees and starts bowing at my feet. And I'm like, get up. What's wrong with you? And he was hammered. And so his friends told me that he was like a huge fan of mine and cooks my recipes all the time. And so he was sober enough though we got to chat and we had a good chat going on. And I said, come to the booth tomorrow. I'll sign a book for you. We'll shoot the shit and we'll have some fun, right? And he was a no-show. And I'm just like, but his buddies came. So his buddies gave me his email address so that I could send him a little bit of abuse for not showing up. And it went like that. And now this guy is still one of my biggest fans, and he's a really good friend. His name is Mike Zaborski, and he's been featured in, he has recipes in a number of my books. But it's just awesome. And it was tailgating, and it was having a good time in Ottawa. It was a beautiful thing. Not that we really tailgate in Canada because we're not allowed by government restrictions.
Yeah, you know, that was very interesting because I don't know if you remember that setup there, but Crown Royal had a huge blocked-off private area, but it was the size of a giant parking lot. So even though it was a private get-together, there were still some shenanigans going on in the parking lot. But it was an absolute fantastic time. And the thing I loved about it was that it really highlighted the fans of the Canadian Football League because every team was represented. It didn't matter if they were in the game or not. They were there. And it was just for somebody from South Texas going up and spending time in Canada's national capital watching football, there was just something that felt right about that. And I had a blast. And, of course, you and I have run into each other, cross paths many times since then, the National Hardware Show, the Home Hearth Patio Show, and you have traveled North America and probably beyond on a regular basis. What are you up to these days?
I'm just beginning to work on another cookbook. And so I spent the summer doing barbecue and doing what I do in food entertainment and being a barbecue guy and a guy that loves, I'm a chef. I love to cook and every day is about the food for me. And it doesn't matter where or what I'm cooking on. I just want to be outside cooking. And, that aspect it's been a couple of years since I wrote Gastro Grilling. And it's had a great run, and it's a really awesome book. I'm very proud of it. It won Best Book in Canada last year, Best Cookbook.
Congratulations.
Single subject. And I'm thrilled about it, but it's been a couple of years. I took a bit of a break. I think I wrote a book a year for something like 15 years. And so I've taken a bit of a break, and so I've just started to write now, and I've got my inspiration, and I know what I want to talk about and how I want to express myself. So there's a new book coming, and that's really a lot of one of my focuses. My other is I'm a professor at the Canadian Food and Wine Institute in Niagara Falls at Niagara College, and I teach product development, product innovation, how you take a basic recipe and you scale it up and be able to manufacture it and have it produced in a food processing plant. And so I do that a lot. That's my other life.
Wow.
So that's what I'm doing. And I just got home from my kid's soccer game. And unfortunately, his team lost. I think it was 6-7 tonight. He's a little bit dejected, but my daughter's team won, so it was a good night at soccer. And now I'm having a Tito's.
Hey, that's a good way to round out the evening for sure. Tell me about the book writing process. How long does it take you from the concept that you decide you're going to go with to actually having the thing on bookshelves for people to purchase?
Well, it for me, this last book, Gastro Grilling, my ideation process and my book writing was a total of 17 days. And I locked myself in my garage and on my back patio with my grills and my smokers, and I wrote. And I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. And I worked from anywhere between 5 a.m. and 6:30 in the morning through till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I wrote. And my publisher had given me, said, listen, we'd like a book for next summer, but we don't have anything. And this was on November 5th. And so it takes me 17 days, but then it can take you 2 or 3 years. So there's no time frame that you can say this is how it's going to be. For me, writing is extremely passionate, and I have to be in that right frame of mind to be able to sit down and type it. I write every word that goes into my books. I don't have a food writer writing for me on the side. I sit at a computer, and I type every single word that goes into my book. And for most of my books, I've food-styled every shot, and been involved in the art direction of how the photos were going to be. And I love that aspect of writing. But for me, the process is you got to find your inspiration. And in barbecue, we're very lucky that there's so much great inspiration and great inspiring barbecue chefs out there that are cooking up food that blows people out of the water, the food that people can relate to and that's comforting. And guys like Chris Lilly and Ray Lampe and Diva Q and Chad Warden, all those guys out there, and the guys and the girls that are around the globe that are doing this are extremely inspiring. So when I go to write, I've got all this information and all this beauty out there of people that are just so passionate about the world of barbecue. So writing now is kind of easy.
I'm here with
Ted. That answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here with Ted Reeder. I was going to ask you, do you think that the advent of the food and the cooking channels and shows like Pitmaster Champions and things like that has elevated the barbecue game?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's media is, and social media and mass media and big media plays a huge role in creating the direction that trends go. And so it's no surprise to me that this is a hot subject, no pun intended. But, and I've been preaching this for as long as I've been cooking. You know, get outside, cook over an open fire. There's nothing better. I don't care if you're working the line or you're in a strip club or wherever you are doing something. There's nothing more exciting than having live fire in front of your face and watching food sizzle or smoke and bubble and boil with deliciousness. And that's what I see.
Well, I know that, I was just a judge at a competition a couple of weeks ago, and it was a smaller competition, and I was blown away by the quality of what was presented on the plate for me to sample. It was just, I don't know what I expected, but it was not that, because it really, I mean, I felt like I was eating something from Ted Reeder. It was unbelievable, and I think people are really, you know, guys like yourself have really created the atmosphere to encourage people to get out there and spend time perfecting their craft, whatever that is, with whatever tools they have and with whatever resources they have. And I really think that it has been a fantastic growth of this industry. And you certainly are in the forefront of that. You were doing this before it was cool. So I applaud you very much. Let me ask you this.
Thank you.
Going into football season, I know you have a great line of barbecue sauces and seasons and things like that. And people can still get that over at tedreeder.com, correct?
Well, not right now.
Okay.
And just to say out there, what I've done is trends move and things change, and I gotta move, and as I say it, people move your cheese and you've gotta adapt to it, or starve to death. And so I needed to make some changes to my product line, and the flavors are all be there, but I'm going all natural, clean ingredient decks, you know, not that they weren't clean before, but, you know, super clean. I'm not doing organic, but I wanna give you the best stuff. And we're modifying our packaging and modifying our design, and we will relaunch in the spring of 2016. So right now the website's just kind of quiet. We will be having all new things out for 2016, and we're rolling that out down the line. But TedReeder.com will be one of the places you'll find it, and there'll be, you know, my Crazy Canuck barbecue sauce, my Beerlicious barbecue sauce. There's pineapple rum, and this other one called Apple Brown Betty is like eating apple pie out of a jar.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's my bone dust seasoning, and I have a sriracha bone dust that I'm bringing out.
Sriracha has taken over, hasn't it? Is that the...
It has. It's a hot sauce. And I think one of the main reasons for that, if you want my opinion on it, is that it's a tasty sauce, but it's a middle-of-the-road hot sauce, and that everybody can really enjoy and appreciate. And I'm not knocking it by calling it middle-of-the-road. I'm just saying that so many people go, oh, that's a heat I can tolerate. And it can be mixed into so many things. My kids love grilled cheese sandwiches with sriracha ketchup. That's what they like.
Wow.
And they don't want just plain ketchup. They want sriracha ketchup. And they don't want my hot sauce. And they're like, no, I want sriracha. Put your shit back in the fridge.
Well, then, you need to let them know that that's how they get to live that life up there in Canada, is with Daddy's hot sauce. So
well, you know, I love my kids because they're as honest as I am.
That's fantastic.
And they're not afraid to tell me, and they're only 8 and 9, but they're not afraid to tell me the truth and tell me where to go if necessary. So I like that.
Speaking of where to go, do you have any events that you have coming up that you want to tell the Tailgate Nation about?
Well, I'm just in something. I just want to do I'm trying to put it together, and I'm not sure if I'll have the time to do it, but talking about tailgating, I love tailgating. In Canada, unfortunately, we don't get to tailgate at Canadian football. They really don't appreciate it when a guy like me shows up with a barbecue rig and there's nowhere to park it, so I put it on the street and we fire it up. because the government doesn't allow us to do that. Yeah, they're very strict. But I do love going to Buffalo, and I'm a Bills fan. And hate me or love me, but I do like the Bills, and probably because they're the closest thing for me to go to here in Toronto. And I want to do just an impromptu, hey, I'm going to go, and I'm going to tailgate, and I'm going on this day, and I'm going to catch the game, and whoever wants to come, meet me at 8:30 in the morning, we'll be in the parking lot, and let's have a good fest and barbecue and just shoot the shit and have some fun. That's what I've got coming up there. I've got some business things, but I'm kind of quiet right now because I've blocked the time off to write. And I want to write, and it's so much fun just to sit back and, you know, put it together.
Well, let us know when you plan that Bills game. We've got a lot of folks that listen in and are part of the Tailgate Nation that are part of also the Bills Mafia up there. And we can get the word out, and you could have a impromptu big-time tailgate party. So, Ted, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. And, again, go over to TedReeder.com and check out recipes, all the books that he has. He's got a new one coming. And anything else you want to tell the Tailgate Nation?
If they want to talk to me about just any kind of cooking, it doesn't have to be tailgating, but if it is, you want to learn something about tailgating, try something new, talk about fire, smoke, any question you got, you can reach me. Easiest way is on Facebook at Chef Ted Reeder, R-E-A-D-E-R, BBQ. And that's my fan page. I run my fan page, so the postings are 100% Ted Reeder's. And when you ask a question, you get me. And just send me a message, man, and I'll help you out in any way I can. My job is to get people inspired to go out and cook outdoors and have fun and make it delicious and tasty. When you're tailgating, you know, patience is everything. So get there early. Build a great fire. Get the coals to the temperature that they need to be. Don't rush it. And then cook the food and eat it and drool and have a good time. That's what I do when I go tailgating. It's an event, man.
That's awesome. If you had to put one tailgate, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, if you had to put one tailgate menu together, what would that consist of in your perfect world?
Well, I would take only one piece of equipment with me to tailgate, and that would be the Carson Rodizio by Blake Carson. And I would take those down, and I would build a pit and a fire, and I would set those rotisseries up, and I would do all kinds of meat. Bacon wrapped chicken thighs sprinkled with my bone dust. I'd do big chunks of kielbasa. I would be stuffing meatballs with bocconcini cheese and threading them on those skewers. Whole roast chicken. You can do the sausages. I would put it all together and do that. I love that piece of equipment. I've cooked on it, and I have in my yard, just so we've continued this conversation. But I have over 60 different grills and smokers that I cook on a regular basis.
Wow.
And I've been firing up this thing over my pit, and I did a posting tonight about it, and it was just, the machine is dying because I put so much work into it, and Blake's like, wow, that thing needs a tune-up. And I just love it, and it's just the coolest piece of equipment I've worked on in a long time, and it's so simplistic. And so go check out Blake Carson and his Carson Rodizio, because it's a rocking machine, and everybody should have one.
Well, you can't get a better recommendation than from world-famous barbecue chef Ted Reeder. Ted, thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio, and I would love to catch up with you up there in Buffalo and sit down and have a nice cold beverage and some of that great barbecue out on one of those Carson rotisseries. They are awesome.
Thank you very much. I would love to see you again, John, and thanks for having me on. And to all everybody out there, tailgating, grilling, smoking, having fun, live it, eat it, enjoy it, and make every day a happy, delicious day. Cheers.
It's a barbecue. Take a meal. It's a barbecue. Turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue. Hey, hey.
You know, Tailgate Nation, your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Now hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code DRAFT15 to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter DRAFT15 for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest this week, Ted Reeder, for coming in. And you can check out all of his books, his recipes, and he's going to have that new line of barbecue sauces and spices and all that coming out a little later on in the year. But you can check him out at tedreeder.com. That's Ted, R-E-A-D-E-R.com. And don't forget, check out our website over at tailgateradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. Follow us on Periscope at Tailgate Radio. And keep up to date on everything that's going on. We're giving away a tailgate party pack every week, courtesy of our contest that we're doing, the Kielbasa Provision Company Slow Crafted Tailgate Club of the Week. All you have to do is send us an email with a video or a photo or a story or just some information about your club, a link to your website or a link to your Facebook page, and you're automatically entered. And you have the opportunity to win a delicious tailgate starter kit from Kielbasa Provisions Company, that Kielbasa brand sausage that is so famous and is the most distinctive taste that you could have out there on the grill, in the home, however you want to prepare it. So make sure you do that. And also, be active. Send us your favorite recipes. Send us some Twitter. Follow us and retweet. Send us some things that we can retweet to get you guys in some love from the Tailgate Nation. We want to, you know, this interactive activity that we do every week is ongoing. It's 24/7. So we want to share, you know, all the great things that you're doing with your tailgate party, your tailgate club, your alumni association, whomever you're out there spending time with. We want to share that with the rest of the Tailgate Nation, and we're continuing to grow our base with our Twitter followers and people that listen to the show. Obviously, our numbers keep growing every week, and we want to share that. So spend some time checking out our Twitter handle over at Tailgate Radio and giving us some feedback and letting us know what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show, some of the guests you like to hear. We're always looking for interesting, fun, informative guests that can help make your tailgating experience better. So share that information with us, and we would love to hear from you. And if you ever see us out in the parking lot somewhere, don't forget to stop by and say hello. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Have a great weekend, and stay safe. See you all next time.